Hey everyone, this is Abby Bejo and welcome back to the Lake Health and Wellbeing podcast. In today's episode, we'll be speaking to Sheila Marshall, who is the director and co-producer of the documentary Right Between Your Ears. Right Between Your Ears won Best Feature Documentary at the 2017 Liftoff Global Network Season Awards. Sheila is a filmmaker with over 10 years experience in television and film. Today, we'll be speaking to Sheila about the documentary Right Between Your Ears, which explores how people believe, how we turn beliefs into certainties and mistake them for the truth. In our discussion with Sheila, we explore what public health lessons can be learned from this important look at human behavior. Hi, Sheila. Welcome to the Lake Health and Wellbeing podcast. Thank you so much for joining us, and it's great to have you.
Thanks for inviting me on.
So before we actually get into our discussion about your documentary, Right Between Your Ears, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself so that our audience knows who you are and what you do? And also maybe tell us a bit about why you decided to become a filmmaker.
Sure. I'm a filmmaker. I do a little bit of journalism as well. I'm a born and bred Londoner. My heritage is from Ghana, West Africa. So kind of Ghanaian British. I actually studied social policy and then I did a master's in international political economy with the idea in mind of becoming a journalist or a civil servant. Circumstances changed a little bit. I always had a passion for film, but didn't think, you know, it was something serious that you got into. You know, come from parents who really encouraged sort of, you know, academic and more sort of serious
typical careers. African parents.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they love education.
Yes. You know,
yeah, lawyer type thing, which is wonderful. I really appreciate that. But they've, you know, been very supportive in sort of, you know, any decisions me and my siblings have made. I think the thing that I love about film is just ideas are really important, narratives on, you know, how you represent people in stories, in news journalism is really important. And to a degree, it kind of contributes to the self-concept and expectation that one can have, you know, of themselves in life. Stories, films can touch our core. And also film in terms of business is lucrative, and you know, money means that you can do more helpful things in the world.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I think it's so important, like you said, in terms of being able to tell stories, particularly stories that maybe we don't hear in the mainstream. So I think filmmakers like yourselves are giving the opportunity for people's stories and more diverse stories to be told. So we do appreciate you for doing the work that you do.
Great, thank you.
So tell us a bit about your recent documentary, Right Between Your Ears.
Right Between Your Ears is a one-hour documentary, and it's about the feeling of being right and why we find it hard to handle being wrong. We explore these questions through the story of a group of people who become convinced that they have a date for the end of the world and then realize that they're wrong. But what it really is about is how once we go along with believing something, how we can become more and more convinced of that. And then the discomfort we feel when we're challenged or when we realize we've made a mistake or we realize we've hurt somebody. And social psychology calls that experience cognitive dissonance. And so yeah, so that's kind of what the story is about. And our motivation for making it was to explore what it is about how we believe that kind of fuels polarization, that fuels divisions in society and also in our personal lives.
That's so interesting. It's very topical now because it feels like the environment we live in is very polarized, and there's just so much fake news, and there's so much rhetoric about lots of different things, and people seem to have such strong beliefs about particular things. So I think your documentary is just right on point, and I think gives a lot of food for thought, which I hope, you know, people will go away and watch the film, and it will give them an opportunity to really think about their beliefs. And so congratulations are in order, because Right Between Your Ears won Best Feature Documentary at the 2017 Liftoff Global Network Season Awards. Yay! So congratulations. Yay. That must have been a great feeling for you, because I can imagine that making, not only making the film, but promoting the documentary, getting it out there to festivals, involves a lot of hard work and dedication. So winning that award must have been really a special moment for you. So can you tell us how you felt about it?
We were elated, completely delighted that we had won. And it's quite a different format. It's not your traditional documentary. And so, you know, there was quite a strong element of surprise when they announced that we'd won, you know, the global award, because we'd won best feature documentary in Australia, but the global award is kind of best documentary from the 10 festivals around the world. It was a huge deal, and very encouraging to see that the film community and the public enjoyed the film, and so to have that sort of nod was a really encouraging thing. And as you say, especially as you know, we worked so hard to finish the film and to get it out there in front of audiences.
Congratulations. And I love the film. So I watched Right Between Your Ears a couple of years ago. Loved it. It was so interesting. And it gave me so much food for thought. And the reason for this, I guess, it's because it's like a very useful exploration of human behavior. And from our point of view here at Lake Health and Wellbeing, I guess we're interested in this topic that is covered in the film for two main reasons. And it would be great to get your insight, just to give us a feel for what you think we, as a health organization, can learn from your documentary. The work we do here at Lake Health and Wellbeing focuses on understanding how we can change people's minds and their behavior about their diet and exercise so they live more healthy lives. And the thing is that many people have, and you wouldn't believe it, very, very strong beliefs about the food they eat. And I think these beliefs, they're linked to culture, they're linked to upbringing. So they're very deep-seated beliefs and very hard to change. So I guess the question I want to put to you is, based on what you've learned from Right Between Your Ears, what do you think we can do to encourage people to change their minds on some of these areas?
That's a really good question. I think there's a lot of many things to say on that. I'll keep it simple and mention a couple of things.
Okay.
So what we found in the film, so we have this idea called the analogy of the pyramid that people can find out about when they watch the film. Mm-hmm. But it's really about how, you know, we become more and more convinced of something. And social psychologists introduced the idea that actually the things that we believe can be tied to our self-concept. And most people have the self-concept that we're better than average, we're smarter than average, that we're ethical, we're good people. And so if we, you know, the decisions that we make are decisions, you know, based on the fact that we are good and we're smart and we're ethical people. And so when our ideas are challenged, that's really difficult. And when you're challenging people's ideas, you're not just challenging the idea objectively. We can sort of feel that we're being personally attacked.
Yes.
And so I think one of the important learnings is creating spaces where people can, feel that they're not necessarily being attacked. And I think one of the ways that we can do that is by becoming better listeners. And so I think we can easily judge people in effect a kind of, you know, three ways that they're kind of stupid, crazy, or evil. Right. And hopefully the insights that we bring in the film about how all of us believe means that we can be give a little bit of slack to one another, and listen to where people are coming from and listen to how they got to that conclusion, and trying to be less judgmental about how people have come to the conclusion of you know what they believe. And I think that can create a space where people feel valued and accepted, and potentially, you know, when they also are able to kind of see you as like, yeah, actually, yeah, you're an okay, you know, person, then they may be more open to sort of being challenged, because they know that it's not about, you're not attacking them personally, but you're kind of talking about the issue at hand. And can I give you an example of how we've sort of applied that to ourselves?
Sure,
wonderful.
Please.
So my co-producer and I, it was for most of the project, it was the two of us working together, and obviously there'd sometimes be disagreements about the edit. Mm-hmm. And we came from the place of sort of really being at loggerheads about some things to being able to say to one another, okay, I'm feeling a little bit of dissonance about what you've just said, but that's fine. You know, I feel really uncomfortable, but it's fine, that's normal. What we've realized is that there's something that's not working. We don't know why it's not working, and we don't know what it is, but we can go away and think about it. And if we don't necessarily come up with a solution straight away, then we can bring somebody else on board. Okay. And so I think the kind of understanding of how, you know, that discomfort that we feel, that kind of cognitive dissonance that we go through when we're challenged, is normal, it's natural, and you can just accept it, it's fine, means that you have a space to focus on what a problem is, and not kind of take it personally and be able to go away and think about it.
Oh, that's really, really good. A lot of really useful information there. And I think what you said about communication is really important. And I keep hearing it like constantly because I've been listening to various different podcasts and various different things around public health. And I think one of the criticisms of people working in the health field is that we can become very preachy. And so I think when you're dealing with people that have very strong beliefs about food and their lifestyle and you're very preachy, it really puts people off. So I think what you're saying about communication and understanding how people came to believe what they believe is so important. And maybe we do forget that actually, that we need to actually rewind, start from the beginning, understand people's beliefs and behaviors properly so that we can really create a more comfortable environment for people to make the changes they need to make. So that's really
absolutely.
And I think and I like that thing of so I guess from the people that we're trying to target, so from their point of view, if they feel uncomfortable, to embrace that kind of uncomfortable feeling into a certain extent and understand maybe why they feel uncomfortable so that they can change. So that's really useful to know, actually, very useful. Yeah, we do get stuck in a rut in public health of like constantly trying to get messages out there, and we're the ones doing all the talking, and then we don't listen to other people and their beliefs. And so it's really, that's helpful to know about the communication, the understanding, and listening more. I think we could do a lot more listening in public health. So thank you very much, Sheila, for
that.
So the second reason why we're kind of interested in your film as well, I guess it's from a slightly different point of view. And I guess it's to understand how being fixated on a particular point of view and not being open to accepting that you're wrong might actually affect a person's health and well-being. So, you know, if somebody is like so fixated on, doesn't have to be diet or anything, but if they're so fixated, or their personalities that they're so fixated on being right, does that actually affect their health and well-being? So from what you learned from the film, did you observe how this might have affected a person's health and well-being, maybe their mental health or their physical health?
One of the things that we learned from the film is that actually all of us can have situations where we end up, believing something that's wrong and getting deeper and deeper into that belief. I think it's really tempting to fix a personality type, you know, somebody likes to be right, but actually there may be, a situation or an incident or a subject in which we can all sort of fall into and become very, very convinced about it in a really unhelpful way. And I think for the people in the film, you have some people who said, okay, you know, this is a really strange belief. It's a bit way out there, but because we could trust Harold Campen and Family Radio, because we've been listening to them for the last 15 years, we can look into it. And once they looked into it and decided that it was something that they could believe, they went from sort of, you know, maybe telling their family and friends to having a sticker on their car, to having, you know, the end of the world t-shirts and banners and standing at Hollywood and Highland, to, in the case of one of our believers, quit her job of 18 years. And so another aspect of the pyramid is that you can make a decision about something, and then, you know, over time you can end up very far away from where you had intended to be. So the person who quit of 18 years would never think that she would be in a situation in which she would make that decision. And it, in fact, you know, she asked that question, you know, how did this happen to somebody like me? I used to take pride in thinking that I wouldn't fall for something like this. How did it happen? And so actually it seems that there's a process that we're all vulnerable to, and we can find ourselves in very, very, in a very kind of precarious situations. And so I think being open to people with whom you disagree and who disagree with you is not a bad thing, and not something that you should be too frightened about, because actually being challenged about the things that you believe and being forced to sort of think about it can be a helpful exercise.
Yes. So that's a good point, actually. That's a really good point, because it does help us, getting a different perspective does help us get a clearer view of our beliefs, I think, and a more realistic view of our beliefs. So that's good. I guess then what you're saying is that actually, it's not a bad thing for, generally speaking, it's not a bad thing for people to have a very strong belief. But then I suppose people need to probably check their beliefs so that they don't do things that actually have a long-term impact. So whether that be the lady that quit her job, or maybe something that might impact their health and well-being. So they need to maybe consider the choices that they're making.
You can't kind of foresee all of the consequences of an idea that you have, but sometimes thinking about, well, what are the consequences? What's the impact that this is having on, you know, on different aspects of my life and people around me? And also, Carol Tavris, one of the social psychologists in the film, she sort of advises that, you know, we all have beliefs and things that are close to our heart, but the key is to have the ability or the kind of awareness to hold them lightly. So if evidence comes along to show that it's wrong, to be able to let them go.
Okay, that's good, because I can imagine that, sometimes, I feel it sometimes, you know, you have this, you think about something so strongly and you believe it so deeply, and then when something comes along that actually challenges that, you feel really devastated. Like, I've had that belief my whole life. How can this
happen?
Yeah, so I can imagine.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's important as well. You know, you've had this belief your whole life, or you invest so much time and energy in something. And again, that goes to the idea of the self-concept, but I'm not a stupid person. So sometimes the investment that we have in something can be a reason why we want to hold on something to quite strongly. But hopefully through understanding, you know, the one or two ideas that we explore in the film, hopefully with that self-awareness, actually we can say, okay, I've invested a lot in this thing, but actually it's better for me to not dwell on the fact that I've invested so much and kind of let it go, and see if you've made a mistake, to attend to that mistake, to see what you can do to put it right, or to make sure that you don't, you're not in that situation again.
Wonderful. See, excellent. I think the topic that you address in this film is just really, really useful in terms of understanding human behavior. Final question really is, what was the most interesting thing you learned whilst making this film? And what are this, well, we've kind of probably touched on it, but what specific lessons do you want people to take away from your documentary?
When you get into a discussion with someone, it can become, you know, especially if it's something that's close to our hearts, it can become quite heated, or you can come away and feel more stronger about what you believe. But I think having this information, you know, at the back of your mind means that you can interact with people in a different way that is less sort of, you know, at loggerheads with...
confrontational.
Less confrontational. And I think that's a really helpful thing to have in mind. That discomfort that you feel is fine. And, you know, not to kind of take it personally. It's just how we roll. And try to look past that and focus on what the person is actually objecting to.
Oh, Sheila, thank you so much. Really useful insight. Thank you so much. So if
you're welcome.
Want to watch Right Between Your Ears, how can they do that? How can they watch your lovely film? Not by bootleg.
Not by bootleg. That would be a wonderful thing, especially as independent filmmakers.
Yes.
Well, they can go to the website, which is www.rightbetween.com. So that's RIGHT between BETWEEN.com. And there's links to screenings, and there are also links to how you can watch the film online. And also, if you're, you know, a university, a school, an organization, there's ways that we can arrange screenings. And then you can also have a license for schools and universities if, you know, there's maybe a social psychology or kind of, you know, citizenship strand to some of the topics they might be teaching at university or at school.
Okay, great. That's really good. A useful resource for all those things. So what we'll do, we'll put a link to your website in the show notes so that people can access your website. So are you able to tell us undercover what you're working on next?
Yeah, this is top secret, so don't tell anybody. So the next project is a documentary called Nobody Left to Hate, and it's about a social psychological intervention that took place in the 1970s in Austin, Texas. So Elliot Aronson, who's the social psychologist in Right Between Your Ears at the time, was living and working in Austin. Schools were forced to desegregate there in the early 70s, and it was a disaster for several reasons. And so Elliot was called in to turn the situation around.
Oh, wonderful. That sounds so interesting. So if people want to learn more about that and when it's released, is there somewhere they can go to find out about that?
You can contact us through the contact form at rightbetween.com. My Twitter handle is SheSheMars.
Thank you so much, Sheila, for joining us today. It's been such a wonderful conversation. Lots of food for thought. And we really do appreciate you taking the time out to be on our new podcast. So thank you so much, Sheila.
Well, I've had a fantastic time. Thanks for listening. And it's been great to chat with you, Abby.
Thank you very much. You take care. And hopefully we'll get you back on here when your new documentary is out.
I very much look forward to it. Thank you.
Great. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
I really enjoyed my discussion with Sheila. She certainly gave me some food for thought with regards to listening more, better communication, and gaining an understanding of where people's beliefs come from so that we can be more effective in the work that we do here at Lake Health and Wellbeing. I hope you found this episode interesting, and if you have any questions, any comments whatsoever, please do leave them in the comment section below and we'll make sure that we pass these on to Sheila. And we'll also make sure to leave all the details of how you can find out more about Sheila's work in the show notes. So take care, have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye!